Oroville News on Wednesday, the 7th of July, 2010. On the microphone, Mari, in the studio, Yahalon, Andrea and Jonathan, and recording me today, Steffi. Today's weather: partly cloudy sky with possibility of rain or thunderstorm. The higher temperature 32 degrees and the lower temperature 25 degrees. Here is an interview with Renu from the new Lavenir communication team, where she shares with us the first step of the new group, their challenges and the activities that are being done to start the new work.
Well, everything in process, it's quite intense right now. We've been meeting a lot and trying to get the new team going. The team hasn't been complete, but the part of the development group has returned now, so we'll have that aspect running. So far, we've had discussions on infrastructure because there was a Government of India grant that came in. Of course, not all of the money came, and this was put into place by the past Lavenir, so how it will be implemented by the new Lavenir is needs some reorganization. Otherwise, we've been quickly working on building permission so that there's not too much gap with that. So just an ad hoc group. Normally it would be the development group, but as they were out, we just gathered some people together and went through some of those. Mostly it's quite simple. Sometimes there's a breach of agreement, so how we deal with that on the community level has to be also looked at. Then we want to try and make a lounge on this top floor to make it more comfortable for public to come and visit. We also have to reduce our costs because the funding is very poor. So we think we'll only take one wing, not the full floor, as the maintenance cost in this building is quite high. Maybe you know. And what else? We have been interviewing all the former members to find out what they were doing and understanding what their projects were. So it's finding our own team and also learning from the other team what they were doing. The communication team right now, each of us takes a day, Monday, Wednesday and Friday, to be open to the public. Other than that, we've been involved in a shared space exhibition near the solar kitchen. Unfortunately, I'm not sure, some of the budget for public spaces has also been cut, so let's see what happens with that. It's still worth doing the studies on, because you never know. And then through the news and notes, we opened our own email box. It's Avenir CP, CP for Communication Platform, at Oroville, Oregon. And we have a website also, so we try and put reports in there. And now we're working with you on the radio, and it's a work sort of in progress. So the website is on AVNet, and we have a group called Communication Platform, and we post on that.
Today, Wednesday, the 7th of July, at 4 o'clock, at Cherry Urban Auditorium, there will be a meeting called by the Secretary of Oroville Foundation and the Working Committee regarding the recent security problems in and around Oroville and Kulapalayan in particular. The Secretary, together with the District Collector and the Superintendent of Police, will hold a meeting at which all Orovillians are invited to participate on how to improve the security in our area. And in the evening, a very pleasant event, recital of Western music. It will be held in Pitanga at 7:30 in the night. There will be works by Mozart, Brahms, Pergolesi, Stravinsky. All are welcome. Shri Aurobindo's On Says Divine and Human. I aspire to infinite force, infinite knowledge, infinite bliss. Can I attain it? Yes, but the nature of infinity is that it has no end. Say not, therefore, then I attain it. It, I become it. Only so can man attain God by becoming God. For further information, please contact oroville radio.org. Bye-bye.